Today's daf is Baba Basra daf Mem Zayin. We're holding on the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're at the parentheses Amalek Simin, five lines from the bottom of the page on daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss whether an Arev, a Malve, a Lokeach Rishon, or a Kablan can be made for a Love, meaning they want to be Mamid, the Karka, the property, in the hands of the Love, in the hands of the borrower, and they may have reason that they want to do that. They may want to have to say that it belongs to the borrower, so that they're not going to be on the hook for paying up the borrower's loan. They need the borrower to have as much money as possible, so that when the Malve comes, the borrower himself will be able to pay up the loan. So we're going to discuss whether they can be made or not made, and under what circumstances that's true. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, even though we've already spoken about an Uman or an Aris and how they do not have a Chazakah, what about their children? What about a Ben Uman, a Ben Aris? Do they have a Chazakah? And does it matter if what their claim is? If they're claiming that they have a Chazakah based on their own rights, or they're claiming they have a Chazakah based on the claims of their father, that their father had a right to the property? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss that even those who we say do not get a chazakah, that they are believed with a raya. If they bring a raya, not just a claim of chazakah, they bring a raya that it in fact belongs to them, that would work for all of them, except for a gazlan. A gazlan, even a raya, is not going to help. And then at the very end of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we're going to get into a forced sale. Tal Yuva V'Zabin, if a person sells something because he's forced to sell something, but there is an exchange of money, and he did say that he agrees, is such a sale valid? The Gemara is going to say that yes, that Zvine Zvini, but the Gemara is going to give four different possible reasons why Tal Yuva V'Zabin Zvine Zvini. Why is it that when you're forced to sell something, that sale is a binding sale? So let's begin at the beginning. Amalek Simin, five lines from the bottom of the page, Mem Vav Amud Beis. So the Simin is Amalek, again, Daf Yomi coincidence, on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Zachar. It says that this Gemara has nothing to do with Amalek, it just happens to be that's the Simin of the four topics we're going to talk about. So Tanu Rabbanan, Arev Meyed Lelove. The Arev, the cosigner, can be Meyed on behalf of the borrower. Now, a cosigner is on the hook for the money if the borrower doesn't have any money, if he doesn't have any property. So he's still allowed to be Meyed that this borrower owns this property, Vahude Islay Ara Achriti. But that's only if the borrower also has other land, because then we say that the Arev has no reason to lie over here, because he has the borrower has other land, that if the lender's going to come and collect the money, he's still not going to go to the Arev. He's going to collect from the other land. The Rashbam points out, and we're not suspicious that the reason the Arev is testifying that the Lova owns this land because he prefers that the Lova have lots of land, that maybe he's going to be chayiv to other balichov. He's chayiv to another balichov, and therefore you want him to have as many lands as possible because you don't know how much debt he's in. You know that you're an arev on one of his loans, so maybe that's why the arev is biased and he's going to want to establish the lova as the owner of as much property as possible. Lekha lememarachi, says the Rashbam, we don't say that at all. That we're not choshesh so much that the lova hasn't paid back. That first of all, that maybe he won't pay back on time. And even if you say, and if he doesn't pay back on time, shami yavo malva acher, maybe another malva is going to come and collect. And then this malva is going to come and collect from him. Shnei chashashos lo chayish, we're not choshesh for a double chashash. And therefore, the malva is not, the arev rather, is not considered nogea be'edus. And we could have the same explanation on the very next line of the Gemara, where we're going, on the next line of the Brisa, where we're going to say that the malva can be made for the lova. Aye, isn't it in the malva's best interest that the lova has property and has as much property as possible, because he might not be the only malva? A double chashash, we're not going to be choshish. Shvor that A, he's not going to pay back, and then B, even if he doesn't pay back, that he's also going to have another malva that's going to be after him. That kind of thing we're not worried about. And therefore, says the Brisa further, malva meyed the lova. A malva can also be made on behalf of the lova that this property belongs to him. Vahu de isle arachriti. But that too is only if the lova has some other property that he will be able to pay back from, should this property not belong to him. Lokeach rishon meyed the lokeach sheni. A first lokeach can be meyed for a second lokeach, that the second lokeach is the rightful owner of the property, but that also vuhu the islay arachriki. That also only works when he has another property, meaning a person who buys a field from somebody else could be made for a second person who bought from that same mocher that this field belonged to that person, and it doesn't belong to some ma'arer who's coming and claiming that it never belonged to the mocher in the first place. Why? Because if the field gets taken away, so he's going to come and take his field. But that's only if the mocher has other karka. Because what's going to happen if the mocher has other karka? So it's true, lokeach sheni may have his field taken away by the ma'arer, but then lokeach sheni is going to go back to the mocher. He's not going to go to the lokeach rishon if he's able to go back to the mocher, and that's why you could be made, the lokeach rishon could be made for the lokeach sheni, and the same is true. The balchov the din is that a balchov has to be gova from a lokeach sheni first. And the Lokeach Rishon, therefore, generally would prefer that the karka be in the hand of the Lokeach Sheni, and it'll collect the Chov from there, and so that he won't collect from him, that the Bal Chov won't collect from him. So you prefer that a Lokeach Sheni generally have more property, but if the Mocher has other property, so he's not going to go to either Lokeach. He's not going to go to the Lokeach Sheni or Lokeach Rishon. He'll go to the Mocher first. And then the fourth, the Kuf in the Simen, Kablan, Amri la Meir, Vamri la Eino Meir. A Kablan, which is an Arev who is a stronger type of Arev, an Arev that tells the Malva, do me a favor, lend money to the Lova, I'll pay up for him. It's not that if he doesn't have, you can always come to me and I'll give you the money. I'll be able to pay up for him. So the halach is that the malva can collect the chov from him, even if the lova does have nechasim. That's the shita of the chachamim in the Mishnah Kufayin Gimel and Beis. That if the malva says that the shas halva, that he's being malva al menas, that he can get paid back from whoever he chooses to get paid back from, then he's nifram in arev, he can be nifram in arev tchila. He can go and get paid back from the arev without even trying to get paid back from the lova. The shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel over there is that even in such a case, he can't be nifram in arev tchila. The reason is that it could be that the malva will want to collect from the arev kablan dafka, because the karka of the lova maybe is a lower level karka than the karka of the arev kablan, so that's why he wants to have the ability to collect from the arev kablan if he chooses to collect from the arev kablan. So again, our gemara is assuming, like the shita of the chachamim, that he has that choice, that he can do that, that he's able to do that. So some say that the arev kablan can be made that the lova owns the karka, and that doesn't belong to somebody else, and some say he can't be made. What's the svara? So Amri la meyid, because Karev Tami, some say he can be meyid, because Narev Kablan is like a regular Arev with regard to this din. That since the Lova has other karka that the Malva is able to collect his chov from, the Malva doesn't have to collect from the karka of the Arev. So even though the Malva is able to collect from the Arev Kablan without even going to the Lova, you don't think he's going to do that. So you're not considering Nogea Be'edos. You think he's going to go to the Lova himself, because that's really the decent thing to do. He's the one that borrowed the money. So even though he became an Arev Kablan, you don't think he's going to have the chutzpah to come to you to collect the money. He's going to go to the Lova to collect the money. So as long as the Lova has other fields, you're not so worried about it. V'ami la'eno made, but others say that no, that he cannot be made. The Arev Kablan cannot be made. You want want that the lova will have as much karkos, as many karkos as possible, so that when the malva comes to collect his chov, there will be two karkos by the lova, and he'll be able to collect whichever one he wants, and maybe that will discourage him from going to the kablan with the taina that the kablan's karka is better than the karka of the lova. So the Ariv Kablan wants there to be as much variety as possible in the hands of the lova to be able to prevent any malva from coming to the to the kablan to collect his money. If you look at Rashbam, so who still consider nogeh beedus? He wants both properties in the hands of the lova. You want him to have a variety of fields, lower level fields, mid level fields. The chiyasa malva, the midvi beinus, the kablan kedin balchov shadino bebeinus lemelei etin lchabeinus delove vilka chavenogeh beedus. When the malva wants to come collect his money and he's only able to collect from the beinus, so he's going to want to take the kablan's beinus. The kablan can say, "Look, I know you're entitled to it, but the lova happens to have beinus as well. Why don't you go to the lova?" This baininess. So as long as that suggestion is a possibility, it's to the advantage of the kablan, and that's why the kablan is not allowed to be made. That's what makes him nogeya. Tosos points out in the top Tosos, kablan amri la eino meid, aval gav di islay ara achriti, even though the lova may have other lands. Tema says Tosos, I don't understand. May nafkamina ti asi malva v'taref eshal kablan, asi kablan v'kataref eshal lova, kiven dislay ara achriti. What difference does it make to the kablan? What are we worried about? That he doesn't want the malva to collect his field? If he does, the kablan will just turn around and take the lova's field. He'll take the lova's other field. The lova has ara achriti, so he'll go take the lova's other field and as reimbursement. Ve'enir lomer gon sheyesh the kablan beninus ve'yar shorotz lahir ala nami beninus aval ara achriti disle lova hiziburis demafsik shev malva v'tarva shalod olil ligvo salim hiziburis. And Tosfos says, I find it difficult to make an akimta that the case is that the kablan happens to have beninus, which a balchov is allowed to collect from. The arev's ara achriti that he has, his other field, I mean the lova's ara achriti that he definitely owns and that there's no dispute about, is a ziburis, and the field under dispute right now is a beninus. And for that reason, the kablan's going to be nogeya, because he's going to say, I'd rather the lova keep the beninus so that when my beninus gets taken away, I'll be able to turn around to the lova and take his beninus. But if the lova doesn't get to keep the beninus, when my beninus gets taken away, I'm going to have to go and collect his ziburis. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to downgrade from my current beninus position to a ziburis position. Tosfos says, I find it difficult to make an ukimta that that's the whole case. That the case is that the lova's other property is a ziburis and the property under dispute is a beninus. Because then a malva shouldn't be able to be made for a lova either, because you can make the same, if you make the same ukimta that the malva is being made on a beninus property that's under dispute, and the lova's other property is a ziburis property, well, the malva is going to lose from that, because then he's going to have to take the ziburis instead of the beninus. So that can't be the ukimta. It sounds like the kablan is not allowed to be made according to this opinion, regardless. It doesn't the Gemara never distinguishes between what the level of the property is. Furthermore, the Gemara Maseches Gittin tells us that if the lova only has ziburis, the kablan is not going to have to give up beninus. The kablan himself will only have to give up ziburis. So even though generally a balchov collects from beninus, but if all there is ziburis, so even the kablan who may have beninus will be able to give just ziburis. Says Tosfos, I have an entirely different understanding of this. Here's why a kablan cannot be made for a lova, afgav disayar achriti, even though the lova has other land. Mishum ditricha le milsa le mekem ale bedina v'dayana. He doesn't want to have to go through the whole process. He doesn't want to have to go through the whole system. Ukshayu le lova karkos harbe lo yigve amalve mina kablan hol v'yachol ligvos mina lova barvacha. Now it's much easier easier to collect from a lova, for a malva to collect from a lova when the lova has a variety of fields, because you could choose whichever one. When he doesn't have that many fields, it's a little bit more difficult, and the kablan is not interested in having his field collected and then having to turn around to the lova and collect the field back from him. It's true he'd be entitled to it, but he's not interested in going through that process. Aval malva may the lova be called in. So he says, why is it though that the malva is allowed to testify for the lova that the lova owns this beinonis field? After all, if this beinonis field gets taken away from the lova, the malva may be stuck collecting only from a ziburis. So doesn't that make the malva nogeya b'davar? Says Tosfos, two reasons why it doesn't. First of all, to be able to collect, to have to collect ziburis instead of a beinonis, not such a big deal. Certainly not worth lying about. The ziburis you're going to get, it's going to be a larger ziburis. It's going to be worth every penny that the beinonis would have been worth. It's just not going to be as high quality, but it will be more of a lower quality item. Not something that a person would ever be made sheker about. Or maybe, when we say that he has islei ara achriti, what we mean with the words ara achriti is ara achriti kayotsebo, another similar such type land. So he does have another beinonis, he doesn't have only a ziburis. Okay, so previously we've discussed chazaka for an uman and an aris. Now the Gemara is going to discuss chazaka for a ben uman and a ben aris. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, uman ein lo chazaka. A dry cleaner, a tailor, he doesn't have a chazaka. It's normal for him to have other people's stuff and that he doesn't own. They give it to him to fix and to clean, so he doesn't have a chazaka. But ben uman, yesh lo chazaka. The son of an uman who has someone else's stuff, his chazaka does count. Aris ein lo chazaka. An aris also, sharecropper, doesn't have a chazaka. Of course he's in the field. He works there. But ben aris, yesh lo chazaka. The son of an aris, he does have a chazaka. Gazlan u ben gazlan ein len chazaka. But when it comes to a gazlan, even the son of a gazlan does not have a chazaka, but ben beno shel gazlan yesh lo chazaka. The grandson, you have to go another generation down, the grandson of a gazlan has a chazaka. So says, well, wait a second. All of these cases that we're talking about, does the son have a chazaka? Does he not have a chazaka? What exactly is the case? What's his taina? How's he claiming he became the owner of this item? Hey chidami. What exactly is the case? If he's the children are saying a taina that this item belonged to their father and they yarshined it from him, so then it shouldn't work for any of them. We'll say, yeah, you didn't yarshin it from your uman father, from your aris father. It wasn't his. So you think you yarshined it. You think it was in his possession, but just like we wouldn't believe him that it was in his possession, we're not going to believe you that it was in his possession. So that certainly wouldn't work for any of them. But if they're not coming with the taina that it belonged to their father, they're coming with the taina that they themselves bought it from this toveya, from the person who's claiming it, then afilu ben gazlan nami. So why wouldn't the ben gazlan be believed? He's not huchsak as a gazlan. We don't have any reason to suspect him of anything. So the chazaka should work. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that a ben gazlan doesn't have a chazaka? And you can't say that the reason he doesn't have a chazaka is because the ma'arer is going to be afraid to make a macha'a because he's afraid of his father. Because the only thing he's afraid of his father is to say in front of him or in front of his son that the karka was stolen from him. But to make a macha in front of other people, that to say, you should know this karka was stolen from me, that he's not going to be so afraid of. So he should have made a macha. From the fact that he didn't make a macha, it's muchach that he in fact sold it to the ben agazlan. So why wouldn't the chazaka help? That's what the Prisha explains in Choshen Mishpat. That it can't be that the reason the chazaka doesn't help is because of a sense of fear that he would never make a macha out of fear. He's not afraid to make a macha, not in front of the gazlan or the ben gazlan. He's making a macha to his own friends, to other people. He has no fear of doing such a thing. So why would it be that we make a distinction between the ben gazlan on the one hand and the ben aris, the ben uman, on the other hand? If he's coming with a claim of the father, none of them should work. If he's coming with the claim of himself, All of them should work. So it says, the din of Rabbi Yochanan of this chilek is where the edim are made that they saw the ma'arer the ma'arer moded to the father of the machzik that he in fact sold it to him. So meaning we now have evidence that this guy who's claiming that it didn't belong to the aris, it didn't belong to the uman, it didn't belong to the gazlan, when they were alive, he was moded to them that it did belong to them. Ooh, so how seriously do we take that hoda'ah? So hanachik lemeimer kushta kamri. If they're being moded to an aris, they're being moded to an uman. Aris, uman is a nice guy. He's not an intimidating figure. So we assume that hoda'ah is a valid hoda'ah. Hay afagav dodinami lamehemin. But to a gazlan, even if they admit directly to the gazlan's face, and we have evidence that they admitted directly to the gazlan's face, it's not going to be believed. Kidravkana, dam ravkani, lav dodilei, have a man to if they were terrified, if they're not going to be molded to him, he's going to master them to the government. That a gazlan is gonna be malshin on them that they broke the law, because a stam gazlan is someone who's an intimidating person, and because of a fear of what the gazlan's going to do to them, the repercussions for not admitting, that's why they admitted. Meaning we believe the edim obviously that this event happened, that they admitted to the person, but they admitting to a gazlan doesn't mean that it's true. Admitting to a gazlan just means that they were intimidated enough into admitting. A couple of things over here. So the Rashbam and Dibra Maskalot Shricha toward the end explains, and why is a ben benosha la gazlan different? Why by a ben benosha la gazlan does he yes have a chazaka? So says the Rashbam, avol ben benosha la gazlan yesh lo chazaka yasi betayna davua detayin me avi yarashti va'avi lo haya gazlan. If he says I yarshin for my father was not a gazlan. V'chiyagavna toan in the yarish dilu haya aviv kayam havatayin mi nach zvanta v'lo va'asi betayna asi davua af anu niton b'shvila. So we can make this taina on behalf of the Yoresh. When we say that an Uman doesn't have a chazaka, that's clearly where there's no one that there were no edim. Meaning the Rashbam is making a very important point. If the whole ukimta of a ben Uman having a chazaka is where the ben Uman was saying that it belonged to my father, and we have edim that it belonged to his father, why wouldn't the Uman himself have a chazaka in that case? If an Uman says, I bought it from you, and I have edim that saw that you admitted that I bought it from you, so that should work. That should work for the human also. So Rashbam says, yeah, it would. It's l'tzad in katani. We changed the case a little bit. So really, the fact that the ben uman has a chazaka, in the case that the ben uman has a chazaka, the human himself would have had a chazaka. In the case that the ben aris has a chazaka, the aris himself would have had a chazaka. The only thing is, the case of the gazlan, to teach the difference between ben gazlan and ben benoshel gazlan, that's why it has to come up with this whole unusual case. Says the Gemara further. Amar Rava, pa'am shafilu ben benoshal gazlan nami ein lo chazaka. Sometimes you could have a case where even the ben benoshal gazlan will not have a chazaka. Hechidami, how do you have such a case where even the ben beno shal gazlan doesn't have a chazaka? Kon de ka'asi b'taynasa da abba da avua. The case is where they're coming with the taina of the grandfather, meaning he's saying this belonged to my grandfather and I yarshened it from him. Yeah, shkayach belonged to your grandfather. Your grandfather was a gazlan, so we don't believe him. So Tosus points out in Dibra Maskal Pa'amim in the third line, Vinir Lari Degaras Pa'am Sheben Gazlan Yesh La Chazaka. That there's another girs over here. That we're not giving a case where the ben beno shel gazlan doesn't have a chazaka, but rather we're giving a case where a ben gazlan does have a chazaka. How could a ben gazlan have a chazaka? By skipping a generation. Not coming and saying it belonged to my father, saying it belonged to my grandfather. Do a via gazlan, the kamash mulan, the alpha gavshay so beyond me shay no chazaka, dainu aviva gazlan, mikalmakam yesh chazaka, even though in the interim it passed through a gazlan, because between the grandson and the grandfather there is the father in the middle who is a gazlan, but nevertheless, since his real taina is based on what coming from his grandfather who was not a gazlan, so that is that's good enough. That's going to be a chazaka. So ask the Gemara. Hechi dami gazlan. We throw around this term. A gazlan doesn't have a chazaka. His son doesn't have a chazaka. What makes a person a gazlan that would make it that he doesn't have the ability? He stole once. What did he steal? When did he steal? How do we know that he stole? What makes someone muhsak as a gazlan? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan gon shuhuchsak al sadazu begazlanusa, that this field was already huchsak, that he had stole it once before. Not that he had stolen something once in his life before. He stole this field once before in his life, and he was taken to Beis Din, and Beis Din made him return it to the Bailin. And now he somehow magically has it again. So he doesn't have a chazakah on this field. Rav Chista Amar, Kigon, Debayis Ploni, Debase Ploni, the people of this family, Shahargan the Fashos, Al Iske Mamun. They're known to kill for money. So they're Huxak Bigazlanus on anything and everything, because this is the reputation the family has, and therefore that whole family doesn't have a chazak on anything, because the Bailim is going to be afraid to make a machaa because he doesn't want to get killed. So the Yad Ramah suggests Rav Chista is not actually arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. He's just adding another situation where it doesn't have to be that he's Huxak as a gazlan on this field, and still he's going to have a din of a gazlan. And similarly, Rabbi Yochanan would probably be moda that if Rav Chista as well. The Ramban, however, says that it's a machlokas, and only according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're muksuk with gazlanus on this field, are you considered a gazlan. Rav Chista holds that that's not called a gazlan; that it's only when you're muksuk to be a killer, to kill over money, that you have a din of a gazlan. Meaning the point of distinction between the two of them seems to be what it accomplishes to say that he's huchzak as a gazlan. Is being huchzak as a gazlan problematic because the guy's never going to make a machah? If that's the case, well, the fact that I've stolen this field in the past doesn't mean he's not going to make a machah. Just like he took me to Beis Din last time and won, he'll take me to Beis Din this time and win. Of course he would make a machah. Why wouldn't he make a machah? But if he's afraid of making a machah because I'm a killer, so then he's not gonna want to make a machah. Or is the point that, no, not that he's going to be afraid of making a machah, it's just that we don't trust you about this claim. Well, why wouldn't we trust you about this claim in particular? Well, if he's a killer, we have no reason about this claim in particular not to trust him. But if he had stolen this field in the past, then it's reason not to trust him about this claim. So it's a question of what the point of emphasis is. Is it the inability to make a macha, or is it just the fundamental mistrust that we have for him about the exact item that he's claiming right now? Tanu Rabbanan, we have another b'risa. Tanu Rabbanan, Uman ein lo chazaka, an Uman does not have a chazaka, Yorod miyumnaso, yesh lo chazaka. But if he's Yorod miyumnaso, he's no longer an Uman, he doesn't work anymore, so then he has a chazaka on something that he was kona, after he was Yorod miyumnaso, because now he's become a civilian, he's become a regular person. Aris ain lo chazaka, and Aris has no chazaka, Yar me'arusoso, but if he no longer does malacha in this field, yesh lo chazaka, so then he does have a chazaka because he's no longer an Aris for this balabai. So if he's been in the field for 3 years, that's a valid chazaka. Ben shachalak, similarly, a ben that no longer relies on his father for any support, or the isha shenizgarsha, a woman that gets divorced no longer relies on her husband for any support, harein kishar kaladam, they're like anybody else. So the ben would have a chazaka b'nichsei aviv, that he bought them from his father. The woman would have a chazaka b'nichsei baila, that we would assume she bought it from the husband, because they're no longer husband and wife. And even when the son is samech al shulchan aviv, he doesn't have a chazaka b'nichsei aviv. When the woman is married, she doesn't have a chazaka b'nichsei baila. Once the ties are severed, that's enough. The circumstances can change. So actually, before we go weiter, so the Tosus points out, Yared Miyumnaso, Yesh Lo Chazaka, that if someone is Yared Miyumnaso, he no longer works as a tailor, as a cleaner, he does have a Chazaka, Matzil Lefarish Miyosun Kenim Shunas Lo La'achar Shared Miyumnaso, Dumyadara Shared Marisuso. You have to say, we're talking about, one would assume, that we're talking about that he's claiming a Chazaka on the items that he first received after he stopped being a cleaners or a tailor or whatever kind of uman that he was, but not on the items that he got while he was still on the job, because he didn't have a chazaka while he was still on the job. Inami. However, Tosfos says we might also suggest afilu osun kelim shenos no b'shoshay adayin uman v'ushashol achrom nosu kol kach shuregilu shemachzirim lebaylin. It could be that we're talking about kelim that he received while he was still on the job, but he's held on to them for so long that it's highly unusual for him to have held on to them for this long if they didn't belong to him. V'nira deben umanami damalal diyesh chazaka kiamr b'fenenu hoda. And even what we said before, that a ben uman has a chazaka if there are eidim that the guy admitted to his father, that has to be after some, he held on to it for some time after his father's death. Otherwise, he wouldn't be believed with the migo that he could have said he bought it, because if he would have claimed he bought it right away after the father's death, we wouldn't believe him. He's only believed when it's some time after the father's death. I'm not sure why you have to say that, because if there are eidim that saw that he was mod, I don't know why you need a migo in that case. I'm not sure why the migo is necessary. The eidim said that they saw that he was mod. So I'm not sure why that's the case. Okay, so the Gemara just made this statement that once ties are severed or the circumstances changed, so then you the uman, the aris, or the son that no longer relies on his father, the woman that no longer relies on her husband, now they have a chazaka. So it says Mar Bishlam ben Shachalak Itzrich. I understand what the chiddush of the brisa is about the son that no longer relies on his father. One might have thought that even though he may no longer rely on his father for support, he's still his father's son, so the father might still be mochel to him, and therefore not be, meaning mochel the tashmish of the ara, the use of the ara of the land, and therefore not be ma'arar on it, not make a macha on it, so you don't get a chazaka. That's why it has to tell me the chiddush that even though it's still a father's son, the son will have a chazaka. We assume the father should have made a macha if he wasn't happy with it. But isn't it obvious that when a woman gets divorced, that she'll now be able to have a chazaka in her ex-husband's property? Well, we think the ex-husband is going to be specially nice to her because she's his ex-wife. Doesn't seem that he normally works that way, that the ex-husband goes out of his way to be specially nice to the ex-wife. So says Mar Lo Tzricha B'Megureshes Ve'Eina Megureshes. No, the case is the woman is a Suffolk Megureshes, and she's going to need an additional get from her husband. So we would have thought that she does not yet get a chazaka in her husband's property. Ukid Rabbi Zeira, Dam Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yomi Barab, Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Makom Shomer Chav Megureshes Ve'Eina Megureshes By LeChayiv B'Mizonaseha. Because so long as it's a Suffolk Megureshes, he's still Chayiv to support her as if they were still married, because there's still some connection between them. So the fact that she's eating peros from his karka is not a raya that he sold it to her. It could be that this is the karka that he had designated that for her mizonos, that he's obligated to support her. This is where her support comes from. So the brisa is mechadesh that we don't say that, since he's interested in divorce her, and he already started the process, and he so clearly the relationship is broken, and he's not going to be interested in doing nice things for her. He's going to give her mizonos to the bare minimum that he possibly can. And Bazin's going to have to, gonna have to squeeze it out of him every single payment, every single time, because he's not interested in giving this woman any more money. There's no way he would just designate a karka and say, do what you want with it, take as much as you want from this karka. That spirit of generosity doesn't exist once the divorce process has already begun. So therefore, that's the chiddush of the Brisa. That's why she is able to have a chazaka, even though they're only at the stage of megureshes ve'ena megureshes. Good. Says the Gemara further. Tosas actually points out, Tosas says a little bit different. It must be that there was another land designated for her mizonos, and that's why she doesn't have a chazaka in this land. Why would he give her extra beyond her mizonos? A little different than the Rashbam. Okay, Gemara brings another din of chazaka. Amr of Nachman, Amr Lihuna. Kulan, all of the people that we said in the Mishnah that do not have a chazaka, an uman, a shutaf, an aris, all those types of people, sheviu raya, if they bring aidin, or they bring a shtar mechira, even though they don't bring raya that they gave money to the mocher, rayas and raya, their raya is valid that they actually purchased this property, uma amidin sada biyadin, and they get to keep the property because the raya alone stands on its own to prove that they are the owners. But gazlan shevi raya, ein rayas a raya, a gazlan who brings a raya, not good enough. The hoda'a of the mocher may have happened, but we are concerned that he did it because he was intimidated. He was afraid what would happen if he doesn't write the shtar, if he doesn't admit that he sold this land. So my kamashmalan, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? We are a tanina. We already learned this in Mishnah, Maseches Gittin, that lokach mi sikrikon. If a person purchases a land that belonged to a Jew from a sikrikon is a non-Jewish murderer, where the balakarka would give him land in order to save his own life, because that's what these people do. They threaten you with your life if you don't give them karka. So if you go and you buy karka from the sikrikon, who you know chances are how he got this land. He got this land by threatening to kill someone. The chazav lakach mi balabayis, and then, just to be safe, you go to the original owner and you offer him money for the land as well, and you write a shtar mechira on that land, on the land as well. Mecha batal. Still, the mekach is batal because the gazlan took it from the bailim ba'ones, and therefore never belonged to the sikrikon, never belonged to the gazlan. And the fact that the lokeach was willing to that the original owner was willing to write a shtar to the lokeach was because he was terrified. So what's the chiddush of Rav Huna when he says the mekach of the gazlan is batel? Even if you bring edim or a shtar, of course it's going to be batel. Even someone else who would come to the original owner who's not the gazlan, the original owner would be intimidated to write a shtar. Of course, when the gazlan himself asks the original owner to write a shtar, he's going to be intimidated. So the answer is no. The chiddush of Rav Huna is tell me not like Rav. Da'amar Rav, because Rav commented on that Mishnah that lo shanu ela da'amar le chazeku kni. We only say that the mekach is batel when the first bailim says to the kona, go ahead and make a kinyan on the karka, where the mechira is not going to be chal because it could be that he said that out of fear and out of intimidation. Aval b'shtar kona, but Rav says if he actually is willing to write a shtar to this kona, to the guy who bought from the sikrikon, then it would work. Then you'd be able to be kona the karka. The mekach would not be batel. So kamash milan. That's why he has to tell us kiddush Shmuel that in fact Allah is like Shmuel. Damar af b'shtar nami lo kona. That even if there's a shtar that was written to the sikrikon, it is not kona. The sikrikon is not the rightful owner. Ad sheyichtov achrayas nechasim. Unless he goes so far as to write achrayas nechasim in the shtar, then you know that it's a valid shtar. So if Shmuel says that writing a shtar to the sikrikon is no good, so certainly in our case, where the gazlan himself gets a shtar from the guy, that's certainly no good. Rabbi Misayim ba Mishmed Rav Nachman. Rabbi quotes Rav Nachman, finished off the statement after he brought the shita of Rav Huna. Karka ein lo, aval ma'os yesh lo. The gazlan doesn't have any karka when he brings a raya that he purchased the karka, even if he has edim that he gave money for the karka, since we assume that it was only written, that shtar was only written out of pachad, but ma'os that saw the edim give there are edim that he gave to the ma'arer money, so yesh lo. We're not going to be kones the gazlan that he's going to lose his money. Meaning we assume the sale was invalid, but guess what? If we have edim that he paid for it, so then let him get his money back. He's not going to be able to keep the field because you can't allow a sale that was totally forced to be a valid sale. But he should get his money back at least. Bamedvar mamurim. But when is that true that he gets his money back? Shamru edim b'fanenu manalo. If the edim say we saw the gazlan count out the money to him, or they wrote in the shtar that we saw it happen, and we don't say that the edim were made sheker because they were afraid of the gazlan himself. Avlamar edim b'fanenu hodelo lo. But if all the edim say is, yeah, we saw the guy whose field it used to be be mode to the gazlan that he in fact had paid for it, that's not good enough. Of course, they were mode to the gazlan. They were mode to the gazlan, the kid of Rav Kahana, like for the very reason that Rav Kahana said. Damari loved the odilei, because Rav Kahana explained, they knew that if they are not mode to him, have a mantile le didei le chamre le shachvar, like we said earlier, they're going to maser him to whoever, to the government. They're going to make all sorts of claims against him. So just being mode to a gazlan doesn't really tell you anything about whether a person has a chazaka. This halacha of sikrikon is the idea that when you buy from a sikrikon, there is another sugya in Shas, the Gemara Maseches Gittin on Daf Nun Hey, which is the ikar sugya of sikrikon, says that a later Beis Din came along and there were kaveya that someone who buys from a sikrikon mekchel kayim, that it is a valid sale. It's just that if the original Bailam wants to buy it from you, then he gets the first rights to buy it from you. You can't allow other people to buy it from you. You let them, but you do. It is a valid sale. You do get to keep it. So there's a tshuva say from Masas Bin Yamin where he wants to tie into the same thing about mechiras chametz, that if you sold your chametz to a guy, no one else is allowed to buy it back from the guy before you have the right to buy it first, even though it's a mechira gemura. But he says it's similar to the din of sikrikon. It's a valid sale, but you still have the first rights to be able to take it back. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tal Yuva V'Zavin.